I think it's important to be open-minded. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I have a fun episode that centers on this concept of open-mindedness. I have formed the opinion that we, the language learners of the world, tend to be more receptive to new ideas. This broad generalization doesn't apply to every individual, but as a group, I sense this open-mindedness in the language learning community. I try to be open-minded. When I was a kid, there were a lot of foods that I didn't like. Avocados, Brussels sprouts. I just didn't like them. But over time, I tried them in the name of open-mindedness, and now I like those foods. If we are open-minded, we don't give up our ability to think critically. If something doesn't make sense to us, we can still filter it out. We can still defend ourselves against nonsense. But when it comes to language learning, I think open-mindedness is a tool. So today I am asking you to be open-minded about this episode and the poem that I'm going to offer you. Yes, today I have a poem, and it's a very special poem. It's very famous, and it's a poem that I learned as a kid. In spite of the teaching techniques that they employed back then, I did enjoy this poem. So I offer it to you from the heart. This is a favorite of mine. Sometimes when people think of poetry, they think of poems that are very difficult to understand, strange language. But this is not one of those. This is a lyric poem. What's a lyric poem, you might ask? A lyric poem usually is told from the point of view of I, the speaker. The style is usually song-like. It deals with feelings, emotions, sensations. Lyric poems are usually fairly short. This poem was written by William Wordsworth. Wordsworth was a poet born in England in 1770. He lived a long life and died in 1850. He wrote this poem in 1804 at the age of 34. But his papers show that this poem was inspired by an experience 2 years earlier. He was not quick to publish it. It was not published until 1807. The poem is entitled, "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud." That's the title, but there's another title that people have applied to this poem, and I'll share that at the end. The language of this poem is not difficult. It is plain English. It was written more than 250 years ago, but it is very understandable, and it's a fine poem. So this is "I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud" by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills. When all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle in the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of the bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. That was I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, but people have come to call that poem Daffodils. That poem is public domain, so you can actually download a PDF of that poem and take a look at it if you like. You can read through it yourself. There are very few words that would be unfamiliar. One of those words is pensive. Pensive is a state of thoughtfulness, reflection, perhaps a little sadness. In contrast, the word jocund means lively, excited, upbeat. Those are both words that we use in English, but rarely so. They were perhaps more commonly used 200 years ago. If you encounter them in English, you will probably see them in literature, not day-to-day conversation. I can't think of any friends of mine who would likely say those words in day-to-day speech. As we know, the vocabulary of literature is not the same as the vocabulary we use in everyday speech. The inspiration for this poem came from an experience that Wordsworth had at age 32. He was in the Lake District of England, which is the west central portion of England. He was walking with his sister along the shore of a deep, beautiful lake, and this experience served as his inspiration. 2 years later, he penned the poem. In a recent video, I recited the Lake Isle of Innisfree. I noticed a parallel between that poem and this poem, and that is the last couple of lines, both poets turned inward to their thoughts and remembered that experience they had had in that beautiful location. In addition to those words that might be a little unfamiliar, many might ask, what's a daffodil? This is a daffodil. A daffodil is a flowering plant. They are propagated with bulbs. A bulb is a root structure, and bulbs come in various shapes. Some bulbs are relatively globular, but daffodil bulbs are a little bit elongated. If one plants daffodils, for instance, in the yard, you would be planting bulbs. Make a small hole and place the bulb in the soil. Frequently, they are planted in the fall and remain dormant over the winter. In the late winter and early spring, they produce foliage and then produce a flower. A daffodil is a particular species. In biology, we usually name life forms by the genus and species. It's analogous to people having a first name and a last name. In biology, these names tend to be Latinized. They tend to be spelled and pronounced with a style similar to ancient Latin. When one gives a Latin name for a life form, a plant, animal, bacteria, or something like that, the genus is stated first. That's the broader category. And then the species is more specific. Daffodil is a species name. For daffodils, the genus is Narcissus. There are many flowers in the Narcissus genus. One can say that all daffodils are Narcissus, but not all Narcissus are daffodils. Another species of Narcissus is called a joncle. Yet another is called a paperwhite. These are similar flowering plants, but they're different species. Daffodils are special to me because my wife planted daffodils in our yard. She planted them in the fall, making small holes and putting the bulbs into the soil. And then in the late winter and early spring, these would bring forth foliage and then flowers. Interestingly enough, she referred to these as juncals. That's the word that she associated with them. But they're actually not juncals. They are daffodils. It's not that I'm finding fault. I'm just being a little concrete, because juncals have multiple flowers off a single stalk, and daffodils have single flowers. In our location here in the mountains south of San Jose, we get a lot of rain in the winter. So when our daffodils come up, initially they are beautiful, but then we get these powerful winter storms, and the large amount of rainfall really beats these flowers up. And so typically after a big rainstorm, our daffodils are not very beautiful any longer. They're all beat up. Our daffodils don't all come out at the same time. So if a big winter storm destroys a bunch of these flowers, we can just wait and a new crop of flowers will emerge. This is one of the reasons I like this poem. On the subject of open-mindedness, I find it fascinating. As we grow up, we learn from our parents, from our family, and from other people we know. We develop our attitudes, we develop our opinions, we develop skills of thinking critically so that when we encounter something that is nonsense, we can eliminate it. We don't want to be gullible. At the same time, I think there is a skill that we can develop to be at least a little open-minded. For me, that occurred during the pandemic. At the beginning of the pandemic, I really considered myself fairly set in my ways. My habits were fairly well fixed, and they did not include much reading. During the pandemic, I credit myself with a little bit more open-mindedness and started a new habit, new behavior of reading literature that I would have never thought of in the past. I took suggestions from experts on literature. I feel that based on my education and my habits, I am probably the weakest in poetry. So in the name of open-mindedness, I am exploring poetry, various types of poetry, but not around the clock. It's not an obsession. It's just an interest. I want to broaden my horizons. I want to know more about this way of expressing oneself. For our purposes, these poems are useful. They give us information about English-speaking culture, and they give us language that we can use for comprehensible input. I hope you enjoyed this poem, and I hope that you are tempted to take another look at it at some time in the future. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.